Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. While I'm doing this and that and the other thing at the very same time, I'm having a great time on The Jeremiah Show, the greatest show in the history of the world. For the love of God, subscribe. No, seriously, subscribe.
It's The Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on music icons, pop culture, and food gods, we're bringing you the hottest guests from around the globe with your music business authority, LA personal development commentator, Mike Gormley. The Jeremiah Show is sound designed by master sound engineer, Dr. D. He's a restaurant and bar fixer. He's opened and fixed over 200 restaurants, bars, and hotels. He's a partner with legendary drummer Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui. And he's your radio host. Step aside, Superman, from A Race Around the Sun, Jeremiah Higgins.
Hey, welcome to the Jeremiah Show, Dr. D. You know that old saying where they say, don't meet your heroes. You don't ever want to meet your heroes.
Well, I've heard that. Yes.
Yeah. I met one of my heroes. There are two heroes on the phone today here with us in studio.
How did you
on the
meet
Jeremiah
Superman?
Show, but I met Superman. His name, he goes, his street name is Christian Dunn. I got to meet Christian. Yeah. I've met Christian. I'm going to tell the story really quickly because I've probably told it before. But, I'm in the restaurant business. So I have restaurants everywhere and have opened restaurants. And when I program the music, our special guest today, the band L1011, it is always the main programmed music. Because it works for restaurants and for bars and for the scene, it sets the vibe so, so well in the type of restaurants that I like to run. And not long ago, maybe 10 years ago or so, L1011 was always playing at my restaurant, Art Truck Fish. Well, my cousin gets married. We have the party at Art Truck Fish. And on one of the guests that shows up is Christian Dunn, who I immediately ran and put on L1011 and played it and maybe embarrassed him. I don't know. But he's one of my favorite guys, favorite bands. And has been on the show a couple times, not for a few years, though. So I'm really, really excited to have him back. And then Tim Fogarty, I gotta bow down. I gotta say thank you. Tim Fogarty finally decided to join us on the show. I hope he doesn't regret his decision right now.
<Okay.
laughs>
So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good. Okay, so let me set it up before I bring him in officially and turn over all the talking to them. I don't know if you guys know this, but like in the restaurant, when I mentioned frequency and volume affects the taste of food, music tempo influences eating rhythms. And so that's why I would use L1011 because they always made the bar scene upbeat and happy. And this is the tempo and people drinking and spending money. So it was, you guys, I probably owe you a cut, I think, for all the help you've lent me with your music.
I'll take it.
Okay. What I love about L1011's music is that they grab you from the first note, Dr. D. They hook you by the nose. They let the line out, and to keep going with this silly fishing metaphor, as they drag you to the depths, you know you're hooked, and you almost look forward to that stick on the deck. Every song.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was, yeah. I don't know where I went with that one, but see, it's, I love their music.
I would have thought more of the hook in the ear.
Yeah, a hook anyway. In the ear.
But
wherever,
I like
wherever
that.
They
but the
hook
metaphor's
you,
good.
They
the
hook
metaphor's
you.
Good. Yes, they do.
But here's what I love also. I was listening last night. I'm like, every song has a payoff.
Yeah?
Every song. So, like, it sets up, and in my layman's terms, they set the song up melody-wise, tempo-wise, beat-wise, and then it just grows and grows, and you know there's a payoff coming. You always get a payoff. I don't know what that's called. We'll have to ask them. L1011 is an American band. The name L1011 is derived from the name of an airliner, the Lockheed L101 TriStar, Dr. D, and like that oversized airliner that they take their name from, their music soars. It roars. And when it lands, it shakes your boots, it rattles your teeth, and knocks you flat on your back. How do you like that one? Is that better than the fishing?
It's a little more violent.
I'm telling you, the music has a great effect on me. I don't know if my customers appreciate it as much when they got knocked on their back. This dynamic duo is known for combining guitar, bass, double neck, or fretless bass with heavy looping or vamping, and the use of an effects pedal over acoustic or electric drumming. Their songs have been featured in the soundtracks of Gary Huswit's design documentaries, Helvetica, Objectified, and Urbanized. Christian Dunn is the bass and guitar player from L1011. Tim Fogarty is the drummer. And oh man, what a drummer. Christian and Tim join us this hour to discuss Tautology 1, 2, and 3. The triple LP is out everywhere now. I want to mention this at the top. Experiencing an unexpected tragedy or loss often provokes a period of self-reflection, a time to contemplate one's own place and purpose in the world. And that was true for L1011's Christian Dunn, our special guest today. When a beloved family member passed, Christian found his own reflections on life emerging in the music that he composed. Those expressions led to the creation of Tautology, a sonic meditation, on the arc of human life, composed in three parts. Over the course of three discs, Tautology is, in Christian's words, a representation of life from the teenagers through middle age until the end of life. And what an amazing, amazing concept in music and in a triple LP there, EP, excuse me. I can't wait to explore that concept with the two gentlemen today. The sounds on the album echo Christian's own experiences, veering from aggressive metallic riffs to blissful ambient soundscapes. And while there are shared melodies and harmonies through all three records, each one has its own distinct qualities. Let's explore them now. Please help me welcome my favorite band, L1011, Christian Dunn, Tim Fogarty. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Big crowd.
That may have been the longest intro we've ever had.
Are you still awake? You guys are band guys. You're out late. I'm sorry I was just putting you to sleep there. Now it's time for you to talk about this new album. And I had to look up Tautology. I didn't know the word. And the definition that I found was the saying of the same thing twice in different words, generally considered to be a fault of style, like they arrive one after the other in succession. That doesn't probably describe your album. How would you describe that?
I'd say that's pretty accurate. The name, it's kind of a joke because, Tautology is saying the same thing over and over, which is what we were doing on these three records. So we're kind of making fun of ourselves, but it works if you listen through. You know, like you said in that intro that you read, there's melodies and chord changes that go from record to record, but they're in different styles. So it's, sort of representing one person's life all the way through, or almost all the way through anyway. So that's pretty fair, actually, what you said, that definition there.
Okay, good. I'm glad I found the right definition. let's take each one, if you guys don't mind, one by one and kind of talk through your vision for the album, Christian and Tim, and how you, the different, I just love the visual and the idea of each one takes you through different stages in your life. Because music does that, the best music, right? That it defines a time period for you, for me.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. So when I started coming up with these ideas, I'd be sending Tim like a freaking metal song and then a atmospheric Brian Eno thing. And then a mid-temp, poor Tim was probably thinking, what is all this?
What were you thinking, Tim?
Well, I mean, you just get a batch of things, and we didn't have a direction at the time, so it was just like, okay, this is cool, and you just kind of rate them. There's like a little way to sort of put them in a 5-star, 4-star kind of thing. And so, you know, like the really, 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 the stuff that strikes me, you know, is the stuff that we would maybe end up working on. But, yeah, like when they're coming rapid fire and they're coming in all different genres, I'm just reacting, you know, individually as a song without any, you know, bigger picture. Kind of what I'm.
Yeah, and so do you hear when and let me back up for a moment, because we've talked about this with Christian on past shows, but tell the audience, for those that are just kind of catching up and tuning in here, how L1011, how you both, as a rock band, as a duo, how you guys collaborate, because you're not in the same town, right? Am I right there?
Yeah, so
when you're collaborating.
It's been a little while now that we've been, you know, in separate parts of California, so... The way we used to do it is just get in a room and just kind of mess around with ideas or whatever, which we still do. But typically more and more, it'll be just kind of emailing ideas back and forth. So Christian will send me something or a bunch of things at one time, and then I'll kind of just go into the room and kind of work on stuff. Send it back, and then when we get it so far, we'll get together and kind of flesh them out a little bit more, which sometimes we'll, you know, another idea will spring out of that kind of session or something like that. But typically that's kind of been the way it's been recently.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this yesterday. Again, I was thinking a lot about you guys as I was thinking about, you know, preparing for the show. And I remembered Christian talking about how, you know, where he's at, I think San Diego at the time, and you're in LA, and you guys would send music files. And like you're describing now for the first album there. You'd share files and you go back and forth and you just collaborate and start putting and building these beautiful songs together. And you were ahead of, you know, when the pandemic struck. I know a lot of musicians that I've talked to, they weren't used to they didn't do things remotely as much, and they weren't able to, it took them a little while to get up to speed to start collaborating again with musicians, you know, via, you know, the internet and doing work like that. But you guys were way ahead of that. I would imagine you were.
It's funny you say that. I never really thought of it that way, but yeah, I guess you could say we definitely had a little head start on that.
Yeah. 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 So back to Christian sending you some metal and some different types of different genres of music to represent his teenage years, right? Or all of our teenage years. I think we're probably all around the same age where we had that 80s, that emo, that, you know, the metal and all that. How do you take that and put drums to it? And I just want to make a comment that I was more aware of your drums on these albums than I have been. And I don't know if it just really popped to me, but they're very powerful. They're very driving, and I just love what they add to these albums, the drumming.
Thank you. We got a really good producer engineer who is a drum fanatic like the way I am. Record this one, so you know that has a lot to do with it, I'm sure.
So it's a love letter, really, to your drums as well.
A little bit. It, you know, it's drums are great.
So Tautology One, representing adolescence, angsty, aggressive, occasionally depressive. Sounds like teenage years, right? How about Tautology Number Two, Christian?
Well, that's more the midlife representation, which is where Tim and I actually are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though everyone thinks we're 25, we're not. That was a joke. That one was the easiest to sort of relate to because that's where we are. So the way the music sounds is more, you know, mid-tempo, head nutty, more what you would expect from L1011. The heavy stuff is kind of a surprise for people who love L1011 or have listened to us for a long time, because it's not normally what we do. But the second Tautology record is more along the lines of what you've heard from L1011 before, hopefully going into some new places sonically, but it's, you know, it's not a stretch, I don't think.
No, and you know, yeah, you guys definitely have a sound for sure. But one of the things that I love about you is that you're always reinventing in a way, and you're always bringing it to another level, or bringing the listener to somewhere they haven't been before. And I mean that in all sincerity and no BS. It's really true that you guys you do stuff that I just don't hear other bands doing often. But you definitely always have that L1011 sound, you know, that you can rely on, and that but you're also expecting. It's almost like, you know, what are they going to do now? And you, I don't know the way that you do it. You as a listener, as a fan, you always, I always love it. I don't ever say, God, that's not who they were. You know, that's not like Bob Dylan when he went electric vice versa, right, whatever it was, and everybody hated him. You know, I don't, when you guys try new things, I think it's almost expected. Would that be true, do you think, from your fans? Do you hear that?
Yeah, which is perfect. Like I was just watching a Tarantino film the other night, and I was thinking about him, and I was thinking about how, you know, some of his films are better than others. Of course, for me, there's my favorites, and they're the ones that I don't think are quite as good, but they're still worth watching. And I think if you like Quentin Tarantino and he has a new movie coming out, you just want to see it. Like, you know, you're going to be satisfied. It may not be your favorite one you've ever seen or whatever, but you know, it's going to be good if you're a fan of what he does. So I feel like that's kind of how we are. If people know our music, they come to expect something that they will probably get, but hopefully will surprise them too a little bit, you know.
That's a great comparison. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's interesting to me, Tim. This is a question for you. That, you know, Tautology One, teenage years, right? And the music that you listened to inspired that album. Tautology Two is where we're at now, and where you're at now, and kind of midlife and mid-tempo, music's mid-tempo, and I think, Christian, I read that you said this is the happiest you've ever been at this time of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can call off of your adolescence, and you can recall what that felt like, and you can put that into music. You can, and represent that, and you can represent the life that you're living now and the way that you feel in that music, and on the second, Tautology 2. Is it hard to go back to the adolescence and put that into feeling, because there's some distance there? And then the second part of that question is Tautology 3, which is quiet and ambient, represents one's golden years. You guys, you're not there yet. So how do you get there, musically, and represent the years that you're not there, that you're not in yet?
Well, the teenage stuff was easy, because it's just fun.
Yeah.
You know, just coming up with ripping stuff is fun. The end of life stuff, that was really inspired by my grandmother-in-law dying, and watching how she went out, because she went out so beautifully, and she was a really inspiring person. So I have no idea what it's like to be old. And, well, I guess I am kind of old, but to be that age and die or be on the way out, I don't know what that's like. So I was just inspired by her and the way she did it and the way the family was reacting around it. In fact, one of the songs is called Let's Go Out Like Frances, because her name was Frances. That's what that means. So that's where I was taking everything from. I was cueing from that.
What type of person was Frances? Can you give us, you know, what inspired you so well, the life that she inspired? Because she sounds like a really great person.
Yeah, she was. She was one of those people, when she's in the room, everybody just loves her. Mm-hmm. She's so smart and sweet. I mean, she was a woman who became I'm trying to remember the official term, but essentially a psychologist. But I think she specifically was maybe a marriage and family counselor. She did that back when women didn't do that, but did it anyway, and survived some really rough, abusive marriages. She ended up writing 4 books. I think she wrote her last book when she was 88 or 90 or something.
Wow.
She was still driving. She you know, she was older, but she was still sharp. And her body just kind of gave out. You know, she was 92 years old, and it was just basically her body saying, yeah, I think it's time to go. And she was cool with it. She said, yeah, I'm ready. I'm done. Mm-hmm. And it was obviously rough for the family because she was going to be leaving, but she got to say goodbye to everybody and left peacefully in a bed in a hospice. And it's just like, wow. When I go, if I could pick the way I'm going to go, that's it right there. Like truly not feeling scared or like there were things she hadn't done. She felt fine and was ready. And I thought, my God, that's so inspiring.
How beautiful. Christian, do you mind if we dedicate this episode to Francis McMaster?
Please do.
That inspired the album. Thank you. It sounds like a beautiful person. And you've created, the two of you have really created a nice tribute on Tautology 3 to her life and to what it means that, you know, to go out with grace and style and have lived a really great life. My special guests today are Christian Dunn and Tim Fogarty. They return to TGS Radio with a new album, Tautology 1, 2, and 3, the triple LP, out everywhere now. The perfect gift idea here for you right now. Go to their website, l1011.com, pick up the album, all three of them, and they're going on tour here beginning of 2022 in January. I would, concert tickets, what a great stocking stuffer. What a great gift for somebody that you love and that loves L1011 as much as I do. Go buy some concert tickets, pick up the albums, and stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more from L1011. At the end of the show today, we're going to play the new L1011 single, New Year's Eve. What perfect timing. We're going to play it in its entirety at the end of the show. It's a little over 5 minutes and worth every minute. We've never played a song that long on the show, Dr. D. We love it, guys. You can go to facebook.com, L1011, Twitter, L1011. And I'm going to spell it for you, ELTENELEVEN, Instagram at L1011, Spotify, and go to L1011.com to get all the latest news, concert dates, and albums. We will be right back after this break. And don't cut me off yet, Dr. D, because I'm going to tell you what you're listening to, Entropy. Okay, I'll be right back.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ann Hitch, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. We are Ann
and Heather,
and we are better together.
My name's Danny Trejo, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. And on it, I'm talking about my cookbook, Awesome. I got a documentary coming out, a record called Satisfy My Soul. Check it out. Trejo's music, Jeremiah. You're loved, Holmes.
The Jeremiah Show, your show to hear the best new music and exclusive artist interviews. You won't hear personal interviews like these anywhere else.
Hi, this is Johnny Valenti. I'm the owner of Birdland Jazz Club in New York City. For nearly four decades, going dark during the global pandemic taught me how important the arts, especially music, are to each of our cultures and our health. Musicians literally bring life and joy to our daily lives. Radio shows that support musicians and music, like The Jeremiah Show, are so important in keeping music alive. I hope that you will keep listening and supporting musicians. Please support the music. And please come and visit me at Birdland when you're in New York City. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. That was L1011. We just brought you back in with Besoted. Took you out with
Entropy.
I just wanted to see if Dr. D was paying attention, because I already forgot how to say it.
That's okay.
Special guest today, Kristen Dunn, Tim Fogarty, the band, my favorite band, L1011. They returned to the radio with Tautology 1, 2, and 3, the triple LP. Out everywhere now. Pick up your copies and get the concert tickets at L1011.com. Welcome back, guys. Let's pick up. We were kind of going through the different albums here. Tautology 1, 2, and 3. Really love the creativity. I'm going to give you one more compliment before I ask my question. Here's one thing listeners, fans of L1011 know. Those of you that don't, the artwork on the album covers, the photos that you guys do, the photo sessions, the titles of the songs. I mean, there's more than just music here. It's one of the things I really admire about what you do is that it's an all-encompassing. There's a lot of creative effort that goes into these albums, almost like the old days when you'd pick out, you know, somebody who really put some time, the band had put a lot of time into the album cover art and the jackets and the titles and the imagery. It's all there. And I always look forward to just kind of spending time with even just the artwork or the cover. What is the inspiration on the artwork for Tautology? Because I'd love to hear the idea. Either one of you guys.
Well, that one we've, first, thanks for the compliment. So we've used the same designer for every record. So it's our friend Ron Fleming. Shout out to Ron. Has done every single one of our 13 releases. And sometimes I'll come to him with a very completed idea in my head. Like the first record, there's sort of a plane taking off in the sunset. I knew that's what I wanted for the cover. I actually went and found that photo on Getty Images or whatever. I told him what I wanted, and he just kind of executed what I had a vision for. In this case, with Tautology, I explained to him the whole thing. I sent him the music. I explained to him what the record was about. And I said, you do what you want. You know, whatever it inspires, hopefully I'll like it, but you just go for it. And he came back with pretty much what you see now. That was his. And it's really, I think it's fantastic. And I can say that because I didn't design it. Especially on the vinyl, because the vinyl, you know, it's three records, which is crazy. It's absurd. But when you fold it open, that you have this giant piece of artwork in your hand, which is really satisfying, I think.
Okay, the music is the star, right? But then you go, but so is the artwork, and so is, like, it just keeps on giving. And you're right. I mean, to own, like, I've got to get a vinyl copy. To go on a vinyl and fold that out, I can just, you know, you can see a photo of that, what you're describing on your website. But yeah,
it was a really good job by the label Joyful Noise and Carl, who. Also, he's just really good at putting that kind of stuff together. So just think he had a lot to do with how it ended up and how it all turned out, which I think looks great, feels great.
Yeah, and I'll tell you guys, I get a little intimidated, honestly, talking to you, even though, Christian, I feel like I've talked to you a lot, and we're, like, I think we could call each other friends, hopefully. Tim, I'm, you know.
No.
No? All right.
I'm kidding.
Let's see if I can sell some albums. Maybe then he'll be my friend.
There you go.
But I honestly have to say, I get a little intimidated when I look at the body of work that you guys have done and the cover art and the titles and all the things that you put thought into your art and your craft, and you do, nothing goes out there unprofessionally, from the press releases to the, all of it, all the way down the line from the website and all that, the photos and everything's just beautifully crafted and not released halfway. And so I do get a little intimidated thinking you're so serious about what you do and it should be respected. How would you describe your sound, Christian first, then Tim? Because I read how people describe you, but is that the way you describe yourself? And how would you describe to a new listener that hadn't heard you until today?
Yeah, that's It's a really hard one because, you know, anytime I meet somebody, well, you know, dinner parties don't exist much now. Well, they're coming back. But, you know, oh, you play music? Oh, what kind of music you play? And I just think, oh, God, I don't know how to. And so I think, yeah, you know, it's instrumental rock music. That's where I start. And then if it's clear to me that the person kind of knows music, then I can start throwing some other examples out there. They say, oh, well, what does it sound like? Well, like Joe Satriani? No, definitely not like that. More like, have you heard Rat-A-Tat? Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Closer to that. You know, or if they have, you know, if they only know mainstream stuff, I'd say, God, I don't know. You know, Tame Impala? Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, we don't sound exactly like that, but maybe we would be an appropriate band to be opening for them or something. But music is so hard to describe. Yeah. That's why when I read descriptions of us and people just fall back on calling it post-rock, I kind of wince because I don't, neither Tim nor I listen to post-rock. We don't like that music. I don't think that's really what we sound like, although we maybe have elements of it in our music. You know, sometimes people will say math rock because sometimes we play in odd time signatures, but I feel like that's not fair because math rock bands are just straight up odd time signature craziness all the time, and we're not. So, although I mean, I'm not offended when anyone uses those terms. I just don't think it really does describe us accurately. I don't know.
Tim.
Yeah, hardest. Questions.
By the way, guys, did you think I was going to ask easy questions?
For 15 years, and I still have never. Every once in a while, I'll come across something that somebody says, and I'm like, that's cool. All right, I'll use that for a while.
Yeah.
Power Joe was kind of a fun one for a minute or two there, just because it's no one ever had a power duo before.
But that was a good one.
Hard to describe music in general, let alone.
I interviewed Chris Hillman from the Birds and all that, and he said, I read something that I'd read that someone described about him, and he says that's such lazy journalism. And I've always thought, well, yeah. I bet you know guys like you that you read what the journalist writes about you, and they probably continue to borrow once somebody gets someone good, you know, and everybody borrows.
Yeah,
from it. And I thought that's the problem. Yeah,
I think that's why we get the post rock thing so much is because in the early day, like our first record, that was probably the most post-rock thing we've ever done. And so calling it post-rock maybe was more accurate at that time. But then the lazy journalism kicked in, and you know, when people started writing about our second record, they just looked at reviews or whatever for the first, like, oh, they're post-rock. Okay. And it's like, well, not really though.
You know, I do see the same one over and over describing you guys. It looks like there's some plagiarism going on out there. My special guests today are Christian Dunn and Tim Fogarty. They return on the radio show here, and we're so happy to have them. Mm-hmm. Tim, for the first time, and so welcome here, Tim, for the first time. Hope we'll get you back someday. Tautology 1, 2, and 3 is the triple LP. It's out everywhere now, and concert. These guys are touring. If you haven't seen them live, you got to see them live. We're going to talk about that when we come back. L1011, L1011.com. Stay tuned. The new L1011 single, appropriately titled New Year's Eve, is coming up at the end of the show. Be right back.
This is the Daniel Emmett Show. I've stolen this moment from our host, Jeremiah. He's asked me to give you the title of the song, Che vuole questa musica stasera? And that is a song that I fell in love with when I heard it for the first time, used in the soundtrack of the movie The Man from U.N.C.L.E. back, I believe it was in the mid-2010s, and just had to record it, and it is going to be a part of my upcoming album releasing later this year.
This is Miles Copeland. Yeah, I just had the honor of speaking to the Jeremiah Show. Who would have believed that little old me would have the opportunity to speak on such a prestigious show? And they even talked about my book, my memoir, Two Steps Forward, One Step Back, My Life in the Music Business. So it was a great pleasure to be on that show, The Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show, the only place to hear the Mike Gormley host interview series, bringing you iconic music business managers, musicians, and the players who have created your favorite music from 1960 to the 2000s. Find all of Mike's past interviews in the Jeremiah Show music catalog on thejeremiahshow.com or your favorite podcast sites.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. Having a lot of fun with L1011.
Yes, we are.
They are sort of in studio, as far as you know.
Flying through. casting a line.
Yeah. You can't get that out of your mind.
I know. Right? Now you've got me doing it. That's right.
Beat with a stick.
Yeah, I got a hole in the boat.
Christian Dunn, Tim Fogarty, L1011. They've got a new triple LP out. Tautology. One, what? Two, and three. And I got a question, Dr. D?
I just gonna say, why a triple? I mean, I've seen, you know, box sets with four, five, six, and ten CDs and stuff. But why all of a sudden a triple?
You know, it's such a good question. And it's funny because just before we put this out, I was saying to Tim, from now on, I just want to put out short EPs, just, you know, 5-song EPs, like do them more often, but no, you know, nobody listens to whole records anymore. I don't listen to full records anymore. Let's put out EPs from now on. And then I started writing all this material and I realized, oh, right, this is going to be three EPs. And then I realized, no, it's three LPs. Oh my God. This is the most pretentious, horrible thing I could do. But it was all working. It was all working together and it all made sense. And in this streaming world, you can just listen to, you know, two or three songs off of it, just like you would any other shorter record. But I'm going to say I promise we won't do this again.
I don't know, Christian. I like that you did this, and I like that you have to. You really do need to listen to all three, and then when you know how you've described the different stages of your life that you go through, it becomes more imaginative. It soaks in more. And I wish albums would come back. I mean, I know maybe people don't listen to them all anymore like this, but they should. Why not? They should. I mean, there's not always, not every song's a hit, but pretty damn close on Tautology, I would say, if not, they all are hits. And they're, I don't know. I just like it. And remember the Guns N' Roses? They did Illusion 1 and 2. And then there was, and they both were a little bit different. Who else has done something like that? Like you guys have done? Who else has put out one or two or three?
Oh, well, it's sort of a classic rock thing, you know, like Genesis putting out Three Sides Live or what, you know. And it's back in the day, that was actually really cool because if you were a fan, you were getting so much more material from your favorite band. But now, you know, no one's really buying records anymore unless they buy vinyl, which is great. But you don't feel that obligation to your fans to make sure they get enough for their $15 or whatever it was. Mm. Now, online, you know, we could just constantly be putting stuff out, even if it's just something not super well recorded that we just throw up on YouTube for our fans to watch or whatever. So there's plenty of material for fans these days. Assuming that the band is into providing it. Yeah. So that's why a triple LP seemed, in this day and age, kind of ridiculous. But, you know, I got to give Carl, you know, Tim mentioned the owner of our record label, Carl, a little while ago, and we really do need to give him credit because he signed us for this quote-unquote record. He thought we were going to deliver him a record. And I got on the phone with him. I said, hey, man, what about instead of putting out one record, you put out three. And he was totally cool about it. He was like, yeah, let's do it. Wow. You're the best record company owner in history.
Yeah. I will tell you, the music industry has really bitten the marketing industry in the hind end, especially as I was a kid growing up listening to radio, listening to music on radio. And I would hear the same song from the same group or our artist over and over and over again. And I'm going, well, what else has this person or band done? I'd like to hear something else. And so I would start to buy the albums because I wanted to hear some other stuff. Here's the catch, though. And maybe you guys have run into this. The audience, the fan, the listener gets used to your particular sound. All of a sudden, you guys discover, you know what? We'd like to try this over here. Like Darius Rucker with Hootie and the Blowfish. Now he's a country singer. You know what?
Right.
I like it. I like what he's doing. But a lot of people probably don't go, well, that's nothing like Hootie and the Blowfish. I want the old stuff.
And they sound like that, too. Those Hootie and the Blowfish listeners.
But you see what I'm saying? I'm glad.
Yeah.
That the industry is the way that it is now, because you guys can put out anything and everything and give people a taste of what you guys are made of.
Stay tuned. The new L1011 single, appropriately titled New Year's Eve, is coming up at the end of the show. Be right back.
Hey, everybody. I'm Art Alexakis from the band Everclear, and we're going to be on tour this summer on the Summerland Tour 2021 with Everclear, Living Color, Hoobastank, and Wheatus. Hope to see you guys out there. Take care.
Here, make sure you find me on Spotify, where you can find all of my latest music, and make sure you tune in to The Jeremiah Show.
Check out The Jeremiah Show Facebook and YouTube pages for exclusive videos of our Jeremiah Show guest interviews.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. Special guest today, Kristen Dunn, Tim Fogarty, the band, my favorite band, L1011. They returned to radio with Tautology 1, 2, and 3, the triple LP. I was listening to some story about vinyl, and that there are so many vinyl records being made now that there's a backlog, and you can't get them produced this quickly?
Wow.
They actually, I'm going to do this, Dr. D. I can't believe I'm going to do it. I'm going to
do it.
I'll let her back in. Adele, they blamed Adele for it, but her new album. But I actually think
that's kind of accurate, because we're running into that problem too. Because when we want to release vinyl, you know, we're only going to order 1,000 copies to start or whatever. Then Miley Cyrus or Adele orders a million,
yeah, right.
Not exaggerating, an actual million yeah. copies.
I think so that was her first
vinyl
order.
Presses are busy pressing their records as they should. That's the priority. They're ordering a million. And then the indie artists like us get pushed back and pushed back. So it literally takes months and months and months to get the vinyl.
Yep.
It's a big problem right now.
It sounds to me like the vinyl industry is going to have to ramp up because of the
more demand. More companies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're trying. The problem with that is finding the actual presses, because mm-hmm. these presses are really, they're really old, and there are not that many of them left, and building a new one is unbelievably expensive.
Take a lot of maintenance.
They're trying to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard because
just get your 3D printer rolling on the parts, and we'll have a press in no time.
Well, I was going to actually, we went off topic there, but I was going to, what I was bringing up, the reason I brought it up is I was thinking maybe it wasn't Adele that slowed down the vinyl press. Maybe it was the Tautology 1, 2, and 3 by L1011.
Yeah.
You guys are, everybody else is putting out one, and you're like, we're going to take three and just take up all of it.
Yeah.
And it's good. Well, let's put that rumor out there that it's so hot, man, that you guys are.
Press is press.
Press, yeah.
You got it.
Okay, I only have a few more minutes with you, and let's talk about the live show, because the live show is incredible. Although I haven't seen it, I've seen it on video and I've heard descriptions, but it is incredible, right, guys? I mean, you're known really a lot. I mean, for your live show, again, one more great thing you do. It's just people can't believe when they come see you that it's two of you guys. I mean, the way all the from the lights to the show to the sound that comes out. Tell us about that. What would you know, what are fans most surprised about when they see you live for the first time? Like me.
Tim, you want to take that one?
Yeah, probably you got the two of us up there. The old power duo thing. But yeah, that kind of also goes back to the other question, like, what do you sound like? It's, you just kind of have to see it. Because different tours can sound different. Like, sometimes we're heavier dance stuff. Sometimes we're, like, heavier on the rock stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm there, so I'm just saying it's worth watching if you're interested in the music, just because it's kind of cool how we pulled off.
Where are you kicking off your tour, January 2022?
We've actually already been.
Oops, sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, we're on a little break. We already had a little 2 week run of dates. Up in Oregon and Washington.
Hmm.
And we were trying to do Colorado, but we got snowed in Wyoming for 3 days. So we're home now for like the next couple weeks, and then we go back out again. January 6th, we start in LA, the 7th in San Francisco. And then, and the following, I think Thursday, we start in San Diego, then that's when the actual real tour starts.
Well, I'm going to check you out for sure on this one.
Yep.
I got to come down and find you in L.A. All right, guys, it's been a real pleasure having you on. Is there anybody you'd like to thank? Anything, last words? Give you guys the last words here.
Yeah, it's a shout-out portion of our fans program. And,
well, the fans out there listening.
Thank you guys for having me on, for sure. Thank you guys.
Oh, anytime.
Yeah, agreed.
All right.
All right, guys. L1011, the new... Pick it up, the new album, Tautology 1, 2, and 3, a triple LP. And again, I'm telling you, this is the time. Go pick up some concert tickets for an L1011 next year, and an album, all three albums. L1011.com. And here is the new L1011 single, New Year's Eve. Enjoy. Happy New Year's, everyone. Happy New Year's to you gentlemen. And keep up the great work. We just love it. Love it so much. L1011.
All right. Thank
Christian
you so much.
Dunn, thanks, Jeremiah. Thank you. Communicate, listen more, and evolve.
listening to The Jeremiah Show. I am Miles Zuniga from Fastball, and you can find me every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at facebook.com/MilesZunigaLovesYou. I do a live stream. I'd love to see you there. Thank you.
Hi, this is comedian Maj Chobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at hjlrestaurantadvisors.com. Check out our website at thejeremiahshow.com. We are on SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves, and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas at thejeremiahshow.com. Follow us on Instagram at The Real Jeremiah Show. The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins and sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Communicate. Listen more. Evolve.
They were beautiful. The most beautiful.